Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate trial of former President Donald Trump has adjourned until tomorrow. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports House impeachment managers have laid out their case against Trump, who's charged with inciting the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building last month.
House impeachment managers summed up their case by replaying a video clip of Trump calling on his supporters to fight back, making yet again baseless claims of a stolen election.
We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved.
Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin accused Trump of creating a powder keg.
He knew the rally would explode if provoked. He knew all it would take. It's a slight push.
Impeachment managers laid out several questions central to their case against Trump, including whether he encouraged violence, was it foreseeable, and did he act willingly? They stressed that the answer to those questions must be a yes. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden met today with lawmakers from both parties at the White House as he seeks to garner support for a plan to expand infrastructure projects. Biden hoping that launching efforts to rebuild the nation's roads and bridges might actually close a partisan divide between Republicans and Democrats. During his campaign, Biden proposed a $2 trillion investment in infrastructure improvements and clean energy. A grand jury in Buffalo, New York, has dismissed felony assault charges filed against two police officers there. The men were videotaped last summer, pushing an elderly protester to the ground during a Black Lives Matter march. More from NPR's Brian Mann.
Officers Aaron Torgalski and Robert McCabe with the Buffalo Police Department were captured on cell phone video in early June, shoving 75-year-old Martin Gugino on the ground. He cracked his skull on the pavement and spent a month in hospital. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn charged the officers with felony assault, but now a grand jury has dismissed the case. Speaking at a press conference, Flynn predicted that critics will accuse him of not prosecuting the case against the officers aggressively enough.
Looking at each one of you in the eye right now, and I am telling you that I sandbag nothing.
Flynn said the grand jury proceedings are secret, so he could release no details explaining why the charges were dropped. Brian Mann, NPR News.
The Congressional Budget Office says the federal government is on track to post a $2.3 trillion deficit this year, down roughly $900 billion from last year when the coronavirus caused Congress to provide historic amounts of financial aid. Stronger economic growth has helped reduce the anticipated shortfall. Still, the deficit could soon be revised upwards if President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief measure becomes law. That aid coming on top of roughly $4 trillion last year would add more red ink. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 7 points today, the Nasdaq up 53 points. You're listening to NPR News. One of the giants of modern jazz has died. Keyboardist, composer, and bandleader Chick Corea died Monday at the age of 79. NPR's Anastasia Seloukas has this remembrance.
Chick Corea was always artistically curious. As a young man in New York, he played with Miles Davis at the dawn of jazz fusion, appearing on such landmark albums as Bitches Brew. His own band, Return to Forever, took that style to new heights of expressiveness. Corea's music showed enormous range, from Mozart interpretations to experimental jazz, and he collaborated with an array of fellow stars like banjoist Bella Fleck and pianist Long Long. He won 23 Grammys and was named a Jazz Master by the National Endowment for the Arts in 2006. Corea's team told NPR that he had recently been diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.
An announcement by automaker General Motors that intends to build only electric vehicles by the year 2035 is more than just a bold policy statement. It also raises profound questions about the future of GM's 50,000 workers, whose skills and jobs could be affected, in some cases may even become obsolete. GM responding to calls for a greener future has said it wants to eventually build only zero-emissions vehicles. That means legions of auto workers who trained and worked for decades building internal combustion-powered vehicles will be doing different work or may not have jobs at all. Oil closed lower today, down 44 cents a barrel to $58.24 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.